The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We got an email the other day from our buddy Andy Bibbo, Captain Andy. Used to call the show quite a lot, and we just haven't heard from him in a while. Unfortunately, he emailed with unfortunate news that Captain Eldridge Meredith had passed away. Captain Meredith had been longtime captain on Ken Island, party boat captain. He had a seafood restaurant right there on the Narrows, and first white perch sandwich I ever ate, Mrs. Meredith prepared for me, probably in the mid-'80s. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing like it. But Captain Meredith was named an Admiral of the Chesapeake this week, or back in February, on February 23rd, on Captain Meredith's 91st birthday, and now he's gone. So here's what the press release said at the time. Captain Meredith, according to Lieutenant Governor Rutherford, spent a lifetime on one of America's most treasured resources, said Lieutenant Governor Rutherford. His unwavering commitment and dedication to the Chesapeake Bay, which is both his home and his livelihood, makes him the quintessential waterman and worthy of the prestigious honor of Admiral of the Chesapeake Bay. Captain Meredith is a third-generation Queen Anne's County waterman and charter boat captain, worked in and around the bay for 80 years. He docked his charter boat, the Island Queen II, at the pier in Graysonville on the Eastern Shore. He's the fifth African-American known to have received this honor as Admiral of the Chesapeake. As a business owner, charter boat captain, entrepreneur, and veteran, Captain Meredith is the quintessential Chesapeake Bay waterman, said Natural Resources Mark Belton. Well, apparently Lieutenant Governor and Secretary Belton used the word quintessential. Interesting, said Natural Resources Secretary Mark Belton. It is truly an honor to recognize his many selfless contributions to his community, state, and nation. The Admiral of the Chesapeake was initially instituted under Governor J. Millard Taws in 1959. It's gone to prominent individuals from various pursuits, including sailors, journalists, shipwrights, watermen, conservationists, elected officials, and many others. Captain Meredith's nomination was reviewed and recommended by the Department of Natural Resources. So Captain Meredith is gone at the age of 91. We wish his family well. His funeral, from what I understand, from Captain Andy Bibbo, will be at Chesapeake College Thursday, July 6th, from 1 to 2 p.m. So there we are. Thanks, Captain Andy, for sharing that. I'm sorry it's sad news, everybody, but I've met the captain, spoke with him years and years ago, and he was quite active then, and now he's gone, another treasure of the Chesapeake, gone. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number if you'd like to comment. Anybody out there fish with Captain Meredith? Come on. Come on. All right. 410 WCBM 680. I don't have much to talk about today. I really don't. I'd really like to share a conversation with you all out there. Chris and I, you and I can talk if you want, you know. You're going on vacation, I guess, huh? For a couple weeks. Nella, He's turning the microphone on. There he is.
Yes.
Yeah, going on vacation for a couple weeks. Sounds like fun.
I'll tell you what. Let me get a pair of headphones on so I can hear you.
Okay, that's fine. If you want to, sure. Sure. Maybe we can be interrupted by a caller. That would be great. We know it's a holiday weekend. We understand everybody's pursuit for the beach. I did find something pretty cool, though. There's a little utility knife, utility tool that's got pliers, wire cutters, a sharp knife, a saw edge, a Phillips screwdriver, a bottle opener, pliers. It's a true utility. It's called Seven, and it's like $8 or $9. It's under $10, and it's pretty cool. I just assembled this one this morning. But I got it at Battery Warehouse the other day. They've got them sitting on the counter. The one in Eldersburg. Well, it is the nicest little piece of utility stuff. It's got a carabiner. You can hook it on your pants or, you know, in your car or whatever. But I'm just sitting here playing with the thing, just to, kind of cool to see that.
And those multi tools are pretty neat things.
Yeah, this is actually a really nice one. You saw it,
mm-hmm.
And for under $10, it'd be a great gift. I think they got some of them in for Father's Day or mm-hmm. something like that. But I mean, for any hunter wants to carry something like that in his pack. And when you go to Battery Warehouse, they have the complete line of Nebo flashlights. And the Larry, the little Larry, the big Larry, the giant Larry, the super Larry, the lady Larry, the Pink Panther Larry, all of those. And you can check those out at Battery Warehouse. Just, you know, a little additional plug there for some of the stuff they have. I mean, other than the batteries, they carry this great line of Nebo flashlights. And I just picked this thing up, thought it was cool, thought I'd tell you about it. Anyway, there's Captain Don coming on in Patapsco, talking about the Patapsco. There's Captain Don on email. Captain Don is everywhere. Morning, Captain Don. How are you?
Good morning. Just getting a boat out on the Patapsco, do a little bit of perch and maybe a little rock fishing.
Okay, that sounds good.
Hey, what's up with the crabbing regulations?
As far as?
Well, it looks like there's going to be some restrictions.
That's
what I'm hearing.
Commercial.
Just commercial?
Yeah, just commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know some of the boys down here in Anarumo are doing pretty well out there with the crabbing, and I guess I always have this fear that we're going to overcrab, we're going to overfish. You know, we hear guys getting like 2 bushel, and they might go out later for a 3rd bushel, and I'm saying, what are you doing with all these crabs, man? What are you doing with all these? You keep eating them all, give them to your neighbors.
So, well, you know, that's an interesting question that you would say that.
Well, I'm saying it because it concerns me. It really does.
Well, that's why the department a number of years ago wanted to track down all the tidal fish licenses that were unused, and you know, made offers for them to buy people out and all that stuff, because they wanted to get a handle on the recreational crabbing harvest. And you know, they found out that there were not a lot of people that were doing that with, you know, not a lot of active licenses that they've been, you know, paying for. They've just been maintaining them, not doing a lot of harvesting. But you've got these recreational guys that are out there that'll take their crabs, it's illegal to do so. They'll take their crabs to the local bar and they'll sell them a couple bushels of crabs, you know, and then make a few bucks. And that's what they do. They don't see anything wrong with it. And
yeah.
It's still illegal. You're not allowed to do it, but it's done every single day in Maryland.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you abuse what you have, you're going to lose it. I just have a concern. You know, there could be the crabs have been so good. They've been fat, and God bless them.
Hey, well.
I just want to preserve this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Preserve it, and same thing with the rockfish. You know, the guy, I don't know what you hear, but I hear it's going pretty well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Rockfish here, I'm catching some 20-inchers and 21, and that's good for me. Yeah, I get my limit and go back in.
That's all you need.
But the perch, man, the perch have been nice.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing well with them. That's for sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, brother, take care. And by the way, I still haven't found that deer that was trying to
The one that assaulted you?
He assaulted me, yeah. And you know what? $6,000 worth of damage, and I still haven't regained hearing in my left ear where the airbag deployed.
That's horrible.
That's tough.
Man,
but they're out there. I mean, in the middle of the road the other night, there were two of them just standing there saying, like, hey, here I am, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, brother.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Happy Independence Day.
You do the same. Thanks. All right, bye-bye. All right, here we are. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's the kind of call we like to get. Happy Independence Day. So, anyway. You are going on vacation.
Yes. Yes, I'm hopping on a plane and going to the other side of the pond.
You are, eh? And are you being subjected to the travel ban, or are you just exiting?
I'm exiting.
Are you going to be returning
from any of those six countries
that are...
No, I'm not going there, thank goodness.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. I am going to come back.
Oh, good. We hope so. Well, yeah. We want you to enjoy your time away. You need a little break. You're working pretty hard here at the station and doing all this overnight stuff. You know, yeah.
It is tough.
It was interesting. It was interesting to watch you last week when I was with a caller sitting there with your eyes closed. Your head didn't quite nod.
I'm sorry.
But
every once in a while, it's a long shift,
right?
Well, see, the thing is, though, it's like it's really not bad till about 3 o'clock, and then the monkey gets on your back, and then sometimes he can shake it off, and other times it's like, oh my gosh, they had to get up and walk around.
Yeah, yeah. When I get tired driving, you're making me tired now. When I get tired driving. I've always got a Willie Nelson or a Hank Jr. CD in the CD player, and I don't play it very often. Mm-hmm. But when I get tired, I crank that up and sing along, and you know that seems to keep me at least alert.
Exactly.
To drive, you know.
But in most cases, you should just pull off the side of the road.
Exactly right. Yeah, I do not listen to Channel 17 on Sirius. You know, with all the love songs.
Oh,
and that
type
of thing.
Yeah,
I'd be out. I would be out.
Put on classic vinyl or something.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, when I get tired, and Robin can tell you this, it doesn't matter. You know, she can have the live TV on, live PD on, and you know, I'm out.
I can fall asleep. I've fallen asleep at a baseball game and a rock concert. It was a Beach Boys concert. Sat down, and within 3 minutes,
fell asleep at a Beach Boys concert.
Yep, and it was in the 90s, so. But yeah,
The Beach Boys were pretty, you know, in there. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like when you're sitting literally within 50 feet from them and it's loud and just,
you were out.
I was out.
Well, you know what? Hope all that hard work's paying off. At least you get a couple weeks off to go do what you want to do.
It's 10 days.
10 days.
Yes. And it seems like as soon as I get there, I'm going to have to turn around and come back. That's the way it usually works with a vacation.
Well, sure. Rob and I tried to get away. We got away Monday, Tuesday of last week, went to Atlantic City, and just that was, but I got to chill out for 3 days, 2.5 days basically, and then back at it, and then again we went this Monday and Tuesday, and it was not a planned trip with a planned stay for a planned period of time. Mm-hmm. It was kind of seat of the pants type of thing. Sorry for yawning in your ear, folks, but it was kind of a seat of the pants type of thing, and a lot of driving.
Well, and see, that's just it. With as much driving as you do, and the fact that you're driving all over, it seems like all over the state
every
other day.
Yeah, I am.
You need some time off.
Well, let's see. I bought the truck middle of May of last year.
Uh-oh. And it's now how many thousands of miles do you have?
57,000.
Holy
in
cow.
13 months. So I'm going to be going to W&W Tire and Auto Service pretty soon. Get those.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, get a good replacement on those for winter time. But now I'm looking forward to. We've been working hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we put two magazines out and
deliver.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, you and Robin have been driving all over the place.
Well, she's great company. You know, she just rides along, you know, for the ride. And
every once in a while, she rolls one of those magazines up and says, "Wake up, Alan."
Every now and then, she has to do that. But, you know, as many years as I spent on the road alone,
yeah,
It's great to have company.
Exactly.
You know,
always
really,
is.
Yeah, so good
company. Makes the time go faster.
It does. Uh-huh. It does indeed. So, all right. Well, you think maybe we should take our first break?
Sure.
Why don't we do that? I'll tell the folks about a couple of our sponsors, and we'll take our first break right here by, first of all, telling you, here's the message from Papa John's Farm, owned by the Schillinger family. A lot of rumors out there, by the way, about the Schillingers, and they're here. They're going to be here through 2018. Everything is good. Same family location. The five generations of Schillingers have owned that farm, going to continue to own that farm through 2018. The season is just, you know, and whatever you think you heard, you didn't. Okay? Why don't you just go to the source? Why don't you go to the Schillingers and ask them yourselves? That's what I do. I know Jimmy well enough that I can, you know, hunt with him and that type of thing, and I've got the real story. So, that being said, get your corn, get your tomatoes, get your watermelons for the 4th of July this weekend at Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. Summer's time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer is corn on the cob and fresh tomatoes and cold, juicy watermelons. Now, look. If you enjoy your time outdoors with your family and friends and great-tasting food, head to Schillinger, Papa John's Farm in Severn. That's what we did the other day. We got some of those great tomatoes. What a great time of year for a tomato sandwich. You know, not those hothouse tomatoes that look kind of pinkish. No. You know, that big, juicy, nasty sink sandwich, I call it. Yeah, you put on a piece of gritty, nutty bread and
a nice BLT.
That is Robin's favorite, a BLT. She got one the other day did a fried egg with it on top of it. Bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich, fry an egg, put it on top, on toast. Good stuff. Anyway, if you enjoy your time outdoors with family and great tasting food, head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous, gigantic produce barn. You can find their own tasty, super sweet corn. You can get it right off the wagon, right out of the field. Homegrown tomatoes, their own, and they're ready. They're ready to eat right now. They're squash, zucchini, peppers, and onions, green beans, and cucumbers, and plums, and peaches, and all that stuff, too. Mouthwatering cantaloupes and sweet watermelons. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12. 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 7, Sunday, 9 to 6. That phone number again is 969-8810. I've got some messages here. What does Robin say? Good morning, Chris. Awesome corn, wonderful tomatoes. There you go. Not from my mouth, but from her. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction. For all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
And all my weapons of mass destruction. That's right. This time of year, you know what I like to do? I like to get up before daylight. I like to get out on the lake or river, nice and quiet, get into some nice quiet water, take out a topwater lure like a Rapala. I like a number 9. It's a little smaller, but some guys like the 11, whatever, I don't care. Toss it out there and let it sit on the surface of the water, let all the ripples go away, and then just pop the rod tip a little bit. That thing dips underwater about 3-4 inches and pops back up, sends its own ripples out. You pop it again. It looks like a wounded bait fish. And one of my favorite feelings in the world and my favorite sights in the world is when a big smallmouth or largemouth bass just comes up and smashes that lure on the surface, breaks the surface, hits that bait, or just sometimes they you just see the water swell up when they come up with their mouth open and just eat that thing. And you just, the bait disappears and you wait that 2 seconds, 1 second, get your slack out, set the hook, and there's that big old fish on there. And it's just, oh, that's just a way to do it on the surface, you know? And when a rockfish does it, or a bass does it, or a smallmouth, especially a smallmouth, man, they just, even a bluegill will slurp a fly off the top, you know? Something like that. It's all cool when they do it on surface. I just love it.
Yeah, it's the fight.
It's the fight. It's what it's all about. Yeah, you know, and you do a light tackle with a bluegill, or you know your smallmouth are going to be 10 inches, your largemouth are going to be a foot long or whatever. Do a light line. Just that thrill. I don't know. I like it. That's me, though. That may not be your thing. You may like to, you know, you might like hand grenades or something to fish with. That's what my dad fished with. Yeah. Yeah, he was on the ship off Peleliu in the Philippines right after the Army went in. Right after the Marines went in, the Army came in. Fierce, fierce battle. The Japanese were dug into the coral caves on the island. And Dad's, you know, was a supply sergeant. So one of his jobs was to try and find some fresh food. So his job was to pull the pin on a hand grenade, drop it off the side of the ship, and then get down and pick up whatever native species of allegedly edible fish floated up, you know, take them over to the, yeah. He'd hold his arms out about 5 feet, and he'd say, man, there were big barracudas there and everything. I'm like, I'm sure that's not the only thing. You blasted out of the water. Hey, times were different. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. I do want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. They do not stock hand grenades for fishing, as far as I know, but they do have a 24-hour fishing hotline that's pretty good. Tells you where and what kind of bait to use and that type of thing. That phone number is 247-3474-247-FISH is that phone number. But in these hot days, if you want to find out a cool place to fish, give them a call or stop by. That's what I would do. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop and, you know, pick their brains. Hey, where are the fish biting? What do you hear? Let me know. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you don't get everywhere. Oh, that reminds me of another story. Another story. Okay. So anyway, yeah, that's what you can do at Clyde Sports Shop. And they have all the rods and the reels and the tackle for any type of fishing. If you want to go crabbing, they've got the topless crab traps that stack. They've got the nets, the rings, the, you know, the trot line. They've got the seasoning. They've got the frozen bait. They got the live bait. Whatever you want. Chicken necks. Clyde's has it. After 60 years, they know what their customers want, and you can get it right there anytime you want. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, Clyde Sports Shop. Tim in Kearney, how are you?
Good morning, sir. Sorry to hear a topwater conversation, so I thought I'd jump in on it.
I appreciate that, yeah.
Nothing like it, and I'm with you. I think on Tuesday morning I will be immersed in the gunpowder down here close to the house.
Oh, good for you.
Produce smallmouth and sunfish.
Smallmouth and sunfish, that's right. You use those little crick hoppers, though, those little lipless crankbaits, huh?
No, well, actually, the crick hopper does have...
I have that little lip on it, yeah. Yeah, they're not...
Switch that along on the surface, and the sunfish, you got to keep them off in order to get to the...
Smallmouth, yeah. But I do love that surface fishing, man. I do love it, you know.
Little tiny torpedoes for the smallmouth. They're a little bit bigger, and unless you get a really big sunny, they're not going to come up and take you down. But just twitch that little prop bait along the surface. And
yeah.
Pass it upstream, past the holes, and man, I tell you what.
You got to love it.
Yep, it's a deal.
You got to love it. Yep. So, no question. Well, you know, every now and then you'll catch a granddaddy out of there. You know, we went on vacation down the New River down in western West Virginia a few years back, and you know, it just looks like smallmouth water. Just looks like it has to be smallmouth.
Yeah.
And I tried everything, and I've catch one a foot long, catch one 11 inches long, catch one 9 inches long, you know, and very few and far between. And I was fishing some beautiful cover with surface lures and subsurface lures and live bait and everything else. Finally, I said to a couple of the kids that were along, I said, I'm going to live bait. I need helgramites and crayfish. Start digging. Well, they'd turn the rocks over and find me a helgramite every now and then. Find me a soft-shell crab or a hard crayfish.
Right.
Now and then, one of the guys along, one of the kids, came up with this big soft-shell crayfish about 4 inches long. I went, yeah, there it is. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, sir.
Threw that bad boy out there. Something sucked that thing in, and I the fight was on. And out of that water, that fast water, came an 18-inch smallmouth.
That's nice.
In the river, and that is a dandy fish for any type of river fishing you do.
It is. The biggest ones we've caught in the gunpowder, and you know how narrow that is for a smallmouth river.
Yep.
We've caught them up to 2 pounds, like 16 and a half inches.
Yep.
A blast to catch one at 6 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Well, my biggest one out of the North Branch of the Potomac was 18 and a half. That's when I was a kid. My dad rolled in there one day with us, and he went very rarely. I think he was only on that river two or three times in his life. And he floated a big live night crawler down underneath a giant tree that had a current going under it and yanked one out of there 20 and a half.
Now, my goodness.
Yeah. A smallmouth at 20 and a half inches in the river has got to be, you know, 20 years old.
Yep.
But it was his biggest one, and that was his thrill of one of his top 10 fishing thrills of his life. So
and smallmouth in any kind of river current is going to give you like no other.
Absolutely, man.
I like my tubes when I'm going down underneath the surface.
Yep.
You can skip them underneath of overhanging branches.
Oh, yeah, tubes are good. Anything weedless is good like that, no question. Yep.
And you got to have the weed guard because inevitably you're going to hit that little extra limb sticking out or underneath the rocks. So.
Of course. Of course. All right, brother. Appreciate the call. Thanks for taking me back memory lane.
No problem.
All right, man. See you, Tim. Happy Independence Day. Bye-bye.
Yes, happy 4th.
Bye-bye. There he goes. I'm looking for a story on the Outdoor Wire. Hang on a minute. I may have... not that day. Excuse me. There's a company out there under the umbrella of Bass Pro Shop called American Rod and Gun. And what American Rod and Gun does is it supplies Bass Pro merchandise, all their brands, Bass Pro Shop, Red Head, you know, their clothing line, Worldwide Sportsman, their White River Fly Shop stuff, to independent dealers around the country, not just through the stores. This past week, 7,000 retailers received a letter, and that letter went into 35 foreign countries, said, sorry, we're done, you're done, we're cutting you off. Bass Pro Shops has ended its American Rod and Gun program for independent dealers. So now you can't go to the local store and get, you know, any kind of Redhead products or Bass Pro products. If you were ordering, you know, your Bass Pro tubes through your local independent store, that's one thing. So I talked to a couple of them. I talked to one in particular that I've known for a number of years, quite a few years. And I said, how does this affect your business? He says, well, he said, you know, we do order a lot from them. We order probably $15,000 worth of merchandise a year for mom and pop operation. That's a lot. That's a nice chunk of change. And he said, the thing that's going to hurt us is the ammunition. So we could order ammunition. We could order onesies and twosies and, you know, get the stuff in that we needed pretty quickly. But, and if you bought X number of dollars a month, I think $1,000 a month or something like that, you could get free shipping, which was very advantageous. And I said, so that's gone. He said, yeah, that's gone. I said, have you found other sources? He said, there's some other wholesalers out there that we're dealing with and looking at and that type of thing to fill the gap. But I said, was there any warning? He said, nope, just a letter, and then we're done. I said, okay. So I continued the conversation. You know, I said, what does that mean to the price of ammunition? He said, well, you know, we can't get it free shipping anymore, so we've got to increase the cost. You know, we're not gonna just cover the cost. We're gonna pass that on, just like everything else. You know, any increased cost, we have to get our percentage. We have to cover our shipping. So, I said, well, what do you think it's going to be? He said, it might be $1 or so a box of rifle ammo or something like that. And I said, well, okay, $1's not a end of the world type of thing, but still, $1's $1. You know. I said, do you think it'll hurt you? He said, I don't think it'll hurt us, but he said it makes it a lot less convenient to order things that we were ordering. And I said, I guess there's no more clothing either, because now the clothing's gone too. You know, the Redhead clothing, can't get that anymore. So just another sad chapter in the end of retail as far as we know it. You know what I mean? 7,000 retail dealers who were bought. I can't imagine the volume. But they're going to continue American Rod and Gun, according to what I understand, for conservation organizations who want to purchase through that program. But who knows? I don't know what their plans are. But I guess we'll know soon enough. Yep. George in Colombia, how are you, sir?
Hey, Top of the Morning. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
I'm an occasional listener. I'm not a hunter type, but I had two topics. One, you were making a reference to people being killed by bears, you know, different incidents.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. The thing I find difficult to do is to empathize with people who want to wander out or into areas where they're warned that there are bears out there. Except for the case of that kid was in the race last week.
Yeah.
You know, whoever planned that should have been careful not to plan in an area of bears. And one of the tragedies is, you know, people who don't pay much attention to it and just take a walk out into the woods and get killed by a bear, then they go kill the bear. it's a tragedy for the bear, I think.
No empathy for the human, though.
Huh?
No sympathy for the human.
No sympathy for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I find it difficult. You know, I don't like to see people killed, but, you know, that's the situation. The second thing...
No, wait, George, that's interesting. It's you said it's a sad situation for the bear.
Well, when they go out and try to hunt it, you know, after the killing occurs, right. Like, I think it was one case out in the Northwest where they went out, a mother bear was out with a cub, and some guy was out on his own wandering in the path, and just taking a walk. I don't know whether he might want to go back in that area, but eventually he was killed by the bear, but then he went after the bear and killed the mother and the cub.
Mm-hmm. But you have more sympathy for the bear than you do for the person
or
his family? What do you mean not necessarily? Yes, sir, that's an easy question.
I know, but, I'd hate to see people get killed, let me put it that way, but I know people should take care to not wander in areas where there weren't there's bears.
Uh-huh.
Like the lady up in West Westwood was up in Hagerstown a year ago. Her daughter lived up in the country, bird country. And
yeah.
Seemed like she was a little careless maybe when she was going
in her daughter's driveway. Yeah, that was very careless to be in her daughter's driveway and, you know, be attacked by a bear. Extremely careless on her part to be in her daughter's driveway. That's what I'm...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that she didn't seem to be careful enough to be vigilant with bears. Maybe wandering in the area.
Uh-huh. Maybe wandering in the area. Well,
okay,
George. Wait, George.
Okay.
What happens if you're in Towson at a seafood restaurant and you notice a bear crawling out of the dumpster? Does that make you careless that you're wandering in bear country?
No, I think I would try to get out of there as fast as possible.
Oh, well, that's exactly what happened a couple of years ago. You know, what happens if you live on the Eastern Shore and you go out to water your flowers and a bear has spent his night sleeping in your flower bed and you see his tracks across your hot tub? You're in Queen Anne's County, for God's sake. You're not in bear country, but there's been a bear in your backyard. Does that make you, that person, careless?
Well, if I was aware the bear was there, I think.
What if they weren't? What if they weren't? What if they weren't aware?
Well, that's. I think in anything today, even if you're walking in the city of Baltimore, you got to be careful.
Well, I think if you're walking in the city of Baltimore, without being very cautious, you are being careless. I agree with that. Unfortunately, that's the way it is in some of our major metropolitan areas these days. And it's not just Baltimore. It's Chicago. It's Minneapolis. It's Atlanta. It's Los Angeles. It's anywhere, you know. And I don't see that bears are the biggest danger. But it's curious to me that you are more concerned about the life of the bear than the life of the human. And you blame the human.
Well, if they're walking in an area where there are signs posted say, beware, you're walking into bear country, it could be dangerous.
Well, sure, I understand. I get that. I understand that. And in the second case, in Alaska, I don't know if you heard this or not, when the second person was attacked by a black bear, the person with them was carrying bear spray, which is basically pepper spray. And the bear was sprayed and was chased off from the attack on the human. So they were aware that they were in bear territory and they were prepared. They were attacked anyway. And the guy with the bear spray that was able to get to it was able to fend off the attack on his friend. Now, we also here's one you didn't hear about. We've got some pictures of a fellow who was in Alaska and was attacked by a brown bear, or grizzly bear, we're not sure which.
Yeah.
His face was chewed off, and he was still able to get onto his snowmobile and get out of there. Somehow it was able to escape the bear and survive that attack. Now, of course, he knew he was in bear country at the time and took every precaution. But, you know, sometimes you just can't prevent an attack, even if you're as wary as you can be. And I still come back to this point where you seem to be more sympathetic towards the bear than the person.
Well, that's the first point.
What's the second? Yeah, sure. Let's go with the second point. I can't wait.
All right. Sports hunting, trophy hunting, big game hunting, canned hunting, computer hunting. To me, that seems kind of immoral.
Computer hunting is basically outlawed everywhere.
Oh, is it? Okay, because I wasn't aware of that.
Canned hunting to me is problematic. I won't go on what they call a exotic hunt, so to speak. That's me. High fence.
What about the other three?
You want to talk about? Hold on, I'll get there one at a time.
Okay,
you want to talk about high? You want to talk about high fence hunting? If you've got 20,000 acres high fenced, I don't see an issue. I really don't.
Well, you're familiar with. You imply you're a Christian, right?
I am.
Okay, you're familiar with Genesis.
I don't imply. I don't imply. I state it publicly.
Say that again.
I don't imply that I am a Christian. I state publicly that I am a believer in Jesus Christ.
Okay, you take that as a fact. I'm not criticizing that point, but in Genesis, you know, the good Lord made creation.
Yes, he did.
And everything he saw is good.
That's correct.
And that implies to me nothing in creation is to be abused.
I think there's another part of Genesis you might have missed where he gave man dominion over the animals.
I think
there's something else that you may have missed in Genesis. Adam and Eve committed the first sin, correct?
Oh yeah.
Okay. And what was part of their guilt process in this after committing the first sin? After understanding that they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, what was part of their guilt? How did they express their guilt?
Naked. Huh? They saw they were naked.
They heard the Lord walking in the garden, and they saw they were naked, and they hid themselves, correct?
Okay.
What happened next?
Well, I have to go back and reread that.
Let me tell you what happened next.
Go ahead.
God found two animals and killed them and skinned them and gave the skins to Adam and Eve to cover their nakedness. God did that.
Sure he did. However, today, do men need to kill for animal skins to keep themselves warm?
No, they do not.
Groups like Eskimos and indigenous tribes.
Yeah, and the Eskimos, who tend to kill for food, who will kill a whale and drag its carcass up on the ice, will take only about two-thirds of it and return the rest to the gods out of an offering to something. Did you know that?
Okay. What I'm getting at is that I'm thinking more of the people who go out to kill an animal for a trophy. They want to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they're killing the animal.
Okay. So you're opposed to let's pick a place. Let's say hunting in South Africa. You're opposed to someone going out and killing a kudu, for example, because it has a large set of horns. You're opposed to that having that experience.
It could be, yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you familiar at all with what happens to the money that's generated by hunting in those countries?
I don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because sport hunting in Africa is one of the main support systems for the underprivileged in those countries. That's where they get their meat, their sustenance, and that money, for the bulk of it, goes to the native people, the indigenous people of the area where the animals are killed.
So they're killing for food there.
And it is for food there. And it's for food here. All right, George, you know what? I've been on the air for 10 minutes. I've got other callers here, and you've made your point, but I've made mine. And so we've had a wonderful discussion. So let's move on to other callers and see what they have to say.
Okay, happy birthday again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Michael in Fells Point would like to comment, and then we've got Bill in Linthicum. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Topping them into your lives. My Lord, I didn't want to listen to that. I was going to turn it off, but the more it got deeper, the more I felt like getting some boots.
Well, you know, you're entitled to that opinion, but you know, we've got to be able to have a conversation with people who oppose our lifestyle. I'm a hunter. Let me tell you something. The people have hunted and killed animals for sustenance and other reasons for a gazillion years. It has only been the last 200 years where we've gotten these animal activists and anti-hunters, okay? So our heritage is ingrained. That's part of our DNA. What?
I'm just wondering if that was a vegetarian or if that guy doesn't understand when he goes to the grocery store and he gets some.
Well, you know, I don't know if he understands it or not. He sure does, but he tried to hit me with Genesis. Okay.
Yeah, I noticed that. I'm a Christian myself, so I'm not as adverse as you are on the Bible as I should be, but you know, when I eat meat and when I go hunting, it's for food.
Correct. A lot of us do.
Especially for the winter. Because if I can save myself some money during the winter season when the prices are, you know, a little bit higher than they should be.
Right.
And all I got to do is spend, you know, some money on a box or something to go out and maybe kill Bambi's dad or something like that. That's for me.
Exactly.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right, Michael. Well, I appreciate your comments.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I don't know why people think it's my birthday. It'll be Robin and I's second anniversary on Monday. My birthday was in May, but that's fine. We appreciate the well wishes. Bill and Lintingham. Come on, Bill.
Well, yeah, happy anniversary then.
Well, then, thank you. I appreciate that.
A couple of the praise. I wasn't called by. And he had
a... Hey, Bill, we're losing you. Bill, you're going to have to call back. I'm sorry, we're losing you. We're not sure what kind of phone you're on, but it ain't working for you. I have no clue. I'm sorry, Bill. We just can't make out what you're saying. Thanks. There we go. Hey, if you really want to kill something, I can tell you, Clyde Sports Shop has a full line of Browning firearms and the ammo to go with them. Anything you need for hunting, they've got it. They've got the full line of optics so you can really dial in to make that killing shot. They've got full gunsmithing service if you need to get optics, you know, scope mounted on your gun and really be able to dial in and make that perfect fatal shot. They can do that, too. They'll bore sight it for you, get you on paper. You take it out to the range and sight it in. They've got not only that, but they've got the field dressing knives, all full line of Browning knives. They've got the clothing. They got everything you need for your upcoming hunting season. They got archery equipment, they got crossbows, you name it, they've got it. Don't forget the fishing and crabbing supplies too, all that at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline, 410-247-FISH for Clyde's Sports Shop.
Summertime heat for the holiday. It looks like it's going to stay hot through much of next week. Early July could be a scorcher for us with several days of low to mid-90s in the forecast for the week coming up. Temperatures this afternoon near 90 degrees, 50% chance of storms this afternoon. Early evening storms tonight, 70, and low 90s for Sunday and Monday. Sounds like the dog days of summertime. They are here with a big Bermuda area of high pressure to our east. I'm Scott Laurie, more of the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Let's load Grandpa's old Piro in the truck bed next to mine. His old 12 gauge, I've taught you right, you can handle it just fine. I bought you gloves and waders new, you won't feel quite so cold. There's a new world waiting for you, son. That's a thousand lifetimes old.
That's right, a thousand lifetimes old. Come on. All right, yes. Maybe those guys are all wishing me a happy birthday to the country. Maybe that's what I've missed. Thanks, Robin. Appreciate that. Bill has a comment to George. Bill, you there? Bill, you there? Where'd Bill go? Bill, you there? And then somebody called back. I don't know what's going on. Well, nobody's there now. Here's what I've got to say. You want to kick dirt in my face? You want to try and kick dirt on my heritage and my traditions of hunting? You better have a big pair of shoes. That's all I got to say. You better have a big pair of shoes. So I will defend the privilege of hunting. I will defend my heritage. I will defend the traditions of my grandparents. I will defend my lifestyle. And I will defend my country. And I hope you do, too. Thank you to all those who served and defended our independence and our freedoms on this holiday.